This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to soften the cattle market?
Leslie, there's really no fresh news out there. We did see boxed beef down today, but it's, you know, staying in the range we've been in for some time now, down 243 on choice, but selects were up 46 cents, movement of 59 loads. We did see a small cattle kill of only 94,000 today. We've yet to really be able to establish cash trade in our feed yard, so it's going to be late today before we know what goes on. But the selling took over once again in the livestock complex with triple-digit losses everywhere. December live cattle closed down $2.47. February was down $2.57. Jan feeders down $2.35. March feeders down $3.12. And December lean hogs closed $1.30 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Fall has arrived at P&K, and the savings have too. Right now is the right time to add to your fleet of do-it-all machines. Our John Deere 5E tractors will deliver unheard-of productivity the first time and every time. They're born to work and built to perform. And with up to $4,000 off select models, you'll find an affordable price tag like you've never seen before. So come into P&K and get in on the savings. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 2/116, may not be stackable with other offers. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
In the pursuit of greatness, you're out there searching for ways to put more bushels in the bin at harvest. And the team at DuPont Pioneer is with you. When you're testing new technologies, trying new agronomic practices, and doing whatever else it takes, we're with you. And when you're thinking about how you'll continue to be a good steward of the land for the next generation to follow, we're there too. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Tom, what led to the mixed trade across the grain sector?
Well, Leslie, ever since Tuesday when the USDA came out with their supply and demand numbers, which were price negative and caused some contract lows to be made, we have not had any real market-moving news. It's been very quiet news-wise. Trading in the wheat, the corn, and the soybeans has been very quiet also as far as any real price range taking place. Most of today's trade was on the negative side, and only Kansas City wheat was able to come back late to trade and close slightly positive. Really don't have any fresh news to really get excited about. We saw on the close December and March KC wheat both a penny and three quarters higher. December Chicago wheat was down 2 1/4. December corn was 3 3/4 lower, with the March corn down 4 cents. January and March soybeans both today closed down 7 3/4 cents, and December cotton was 16 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.